I'm mad. I must be going crazy. I'm standing at the door to Neve's condo with no proper reason for doing this. He's an employee, a philanderer, a possible prostitute, and not to mention, young. What would he want with me? Why pick me when he has 300,000 followers? I press the buzzer at his door one more time. I should have walked away when a minute passed. But here I am, practically begging for a piece of dick. The door whips open, and there he stands, wearing a t-shirt and loose-fitting pants. It's so loose that I can see the defined V-shape leading down from his stomach. And my God, he is ridiculously ripped. He smirks when he catches me eyeballing him. I huff, stretching my hands out to him. He slaps it like a goddamn high five and pulls me inside. I rip my hand away, annoyed. I don't know why I'm bothered, but I just am. I shouldn't even be here. I am breaking every moral rule and compass, going against everything I've lived by. And for what? Young, good-looking dick.
I'm here for my money,
I say. I need something to bind my reason for showing up at his apartment. A brow lifts and he tilts his head.
I didn't peg you as someone stretched for money.
I'm not stretched for money.
Then why are you...
I drop my hands.
Oh, good. Because I know you definitely make more than I do at the office.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
I stop myself, pinching the bridge of my nose.
Never mind. Forget it. I don't even know why I even bothered.
Neve walks off, turning his back to me, and I follow him. Neve's place is quite neat and clean for a guy. I don't know what I was expecting, but it surely wasn't a vision of it being this immaculate. He stops in the kitchen.
You're right. I'm not a gentleman.
I narrow my eyes at him. He smiles.
Something you want to say?
Why bother?
Maybe he has OCD. Why is everything on his countertop lined off perfectly?
Glad that you can join me.
Just a heads up, this isn't typically my cup of tea. I don't hang out with workers or frequent a stranger's apartment.
So why are you here?
Neve opens the fridge.
Orange juice?
No, thank you.
He shrugs and takes out the box anyway. Then he reaches for the top cupboard. And my God, this man has a disorder or something. All his glasses are sorted by size and spread out in a straight line. No wonder he always looks impeccable at work. Never a crinkle, never a crease. Or maybe he just likes order. I'm getting way over my head. Neve takes the smallest glass and pours himself a drink. I watch him delectably down the drink in one go, wash the glass, dry it, and put it back in the cupboard. He turns around and sets both palms on the kitchen island.
So, are you going to answer me or just gawk at everything I do?
Answer what?
Why are you here, Yolanda?
Oh, so you do know my name.
His jaw hardens for a split second.
Answer the question.
Curiosity.
Well, I didn't lie. I want to know everything about this man.
Why do you have an OnlyFans account?
Why does anyone have an account like that?
You're not answering my question with a question.
He shrugs again.
I did that when I was in college. I don't do it anymore. I leave it there just to make money.
I don't get it. So why give me the card?
I gave you a card because I knew you would have wondered.
Curiosity kills the cat. I fell right into his goddamn trap. I should be ashamed of myself. So many years of experience, and I let a young blood ruin my streak. Well, he hasn't ruined it yet. I can still walk away, but sadly, I don't want to. Honestly, the longer I'm around him, the more I'm drawn to him. He's like a forbidden fruit. A good-looking forbidden fruit. Neve leans forward, breaking my thoughts.
What? Cat got your tongue?
I'm sorry, but I didn't come here to chat. It's either you give me my money or repay me differently.
Neve folds his arms.
So you're telling me, if I pay you right here, you're going to take the money and leave?
Exactly that.
And if I don't?
You better make sure you find another way to work off that $54.82.
He scratches his head.
Wow, that much, huh?
I nod. This man then excuses himself and disappears behind a door across from his living room. Neve's condo is quite nice. Too nice. I never saw army green as a color of choice for paint and design. It's cool, to be honest. Dark, mysterious, and cool. Neve returns with his wallet, pulls out 320s, and hands it to me.
Keep the change.
I huff.
Thank you very much. It was nice knowing you.
As I head to the door, he says,
Are you serious?
I smile, pulling on the handle.
Serious as a heart attack. Goodbye, Mr. Adams.
Maybe I'm too confident, too zealous. I honestly thought he would have stopped me or something. I thought men loved the chase. Am I getting old or something? Are times changing? I really wanted him to... Someone grabs my hand as I'm about to press the button on the elevator.
You're not going anywhere. At least not yet.
He squeezes my hand and pulls me back to his apartment. Well, not pull. More like a drag. The moment we clear his door, he kisses me. And my God. This is a kiss. This is a fucking... I rip myself free. God damn it.
What?
This is the second rule I'm breaking with this man.
I don't do kissing. It's too intimate, and I don't know you, so let's cut to the chase.
Neva pinches his lips, which are now tinted with my burgundy lipstick.
I don't kiss either, but...
Listen, it's about to get late and we have work tomorrow. It's either we're fucking or I'm going.
All right.
Neve tugs his pants down. Jesus. He twitches his dick. And let me tell you, he's endowed. Like, fucking massive. OnlyFans is a joke. He needs his own fucking show. I swallow. Had he not been wearing anything under the loose pants the entire time? He then flips the t-shirt over his head, and now this man is standing butt naked in front of me. I can stand here and watch him all night.
Well, what are you waiting for? Strip.
I'm a little offended by his words, and I don't know why.
Well, you certainly don't waste any time.
You're the one pressed for time. I've got all night.
We'll need condoms.
Okay.
Neva turns and heads for the kitchen, pulling on the top drawer at the side of the kitchen island. He waves the packet.
Why aren't you undressed yet?
I don't know. Maybe because you're kind of good to look at?
His ass is so fucking tight.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Neve reaches for my blouse and I stop him.
I can do that myself.
He glides his palms down my arms and spins me around so that my back is flush against his taut, naked body. He inhales and kisses my neck. I step away.
This feels too intimate. Why are you touching me like that? And I told you no kisses.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing. I don't know you like that for you to be all over me.
But you know me enough for us to fuck?
Okay, I'm definitely not doing this tonight.
It's called foreplay, Yolanda.
Whatever you want to call it, I'm not into it.
I fasten the only two buttons I had undone and walk away from him.
Yolanda, I'm standing in my apartment in my birthday suit and you're ready to bail because I kissed you?
Not only did you kiss me twice, but you're being all touchy-feely. I hate that.
Neve sighs out loud.
You need to let go.
Let go of what?
Control. You're trying to manage everything.
I'm fine. Maybe this isn't it. Maybe all of this is because I'm not supposed to be messing around with my coworkers.
I knew I should have just pelt my ass and go home. I knew I shouldn't be breaking my rules. All of this is a sign.
Fine. I didn't know I was signing up for all of this.
Excuse me?
Forget it.
Neve walks across the room and picks up his pants.
What are you doing?
I'm getting dressed. I'll walk you back to your car.
I peer up at him.
You said you wanted to go, so I'm letting you leave. I don't want to force anything with you. And I'm sure as fuck not going to beg you to do anything.
He slips on his pants and then his t-shirt. I should be glad, happy, relieved that this isn't happening, but there's a niggling feeling in my insides. I want this. But not the way he wants it. I want fast, detached, and hard. No touching, no caressing. Just pure, rough sex.
Is that what you do with all your women? touch them and kiss them?
I say as he closes the door to his apartment behind him.
I told you I don't kiss. Everything else, yes, because that's how you get a woman turned on.
Wow, so special.
Whatever.
We take the elevator down to the parking lot in silence. Neve is on his phone tapping away, but when we get to the car, he tucks it away. Then he rushes to open my door.
Thanks,
I say. His phone buzzes, but he doesn't bother to answer it.
Have a good night.
He taps the top of my car and walks off. Damn it. Why am I like this? What I'm about to do next might just be at the top of my regret list. I take a deep breath and start the car. The parking lot is void of people, but it has a good number of cars. And since it's underground, it has an echo to it, which is why my horn blares ridiculously loud when I press it. Neve turns around just before he steps into the elevator. I drive as close as possible to him and let my window down. He bends over, looking in, confused.
Get in,
I say. He doesn't hesitate. I scan the lot for a vacant corner, and just by luck, there's an empty one on the far end with a broken overhead light. It's dark and conducive for what I'm about to do.
What's up?
No more games, okay?
I reverse and park the car.
I want to be fast fucked. I don't have all night, and we can do it right here.
His eyebrow shoots up.
Here? Now?
I begin unbuttoning my blouse.
You've got a problem?
There is no way in hell I would go home after seeing this guy naked with an erection and be content with a vibrator. I could lie to myself all the way home, but I know for a fact that if I don't get this guy into my system, I'm going to be a raging bitch at work for the next 2 weeks.
No. It's just that I didn't walk with the con.
I reach across from him and open my glove compartment.
Here, choose one.
The fuck?
Neve gapes at the multiple packets and boxes displayed in front of him.
I don't have all night. We have work tomorrow, remember?
Yes, but I get to do this my way.
Before I can protest, Neve exits the car, walks around the back, and then opens my door, pulling me out. I don't usually have sex like this. I would like to say that I have some morals, and most times it's done in my bedroom or a kitchen, or some enclosed area. But from time to time when I get needy like this, anything fucking goes. Neve turns me against him, pushes down on my back, and hikes up my skirt to my waist. I'm wearing stockings, so he pulls it down and slaps me.
You might want to hold on,
he taunts.
Try me.
The condom wrapper rips and a draft of air hit my pussy when he tugs my panties aside. Shit. I'm fucking breathless.
Ah.
I grapple for the top edge of my door, but it's too high. My back. Fucking Jesus. My back. Neve plunges into me. He is so rough that it feels like a fucking violation. This man is hitting every single wall I possess and unapologetically shredding it to pieces.
Is this what you fucking wanted?
He fists the back of my head and slaps into me. He grabs my hips and sinks deeper. His length fills me like a fucking log.
Fuck.
I have no words. This man's dick is at the edge of my pussy, my goddamn cervix. And God. I clutch onto the steering wheel. This man is nowhere near to coming, and I know it. But I am. And if he keeps up this pace, where he's hammering me like the fucking Energizer Bunny, I'm going to blow. I'm death gripping my steering wheel so much that I swear it'll fall off. He sinks into me, closing my ass cheeks around his cock. And now there's a tight space where I can feel every length and girth of this man.
Fuck.
I slam my body onto him, keeping the same rhythm. I'm close. So fucking close. My knees buckle beneath me, sending me lower.
Fuck.
Low enough that my stomach and body are pressed up against the driver's seat. And not for 1 second has this man let up. He's on top of me, over me, sinking every length of his rigid cock to disturb my inner peace. and I can't ask for anything less. My body twitches and then stiffens. Neve pumps into me more, pushing me into the car seat. Fuck.
Ah, fuck.
Ah.
My insides explode beneath him, sending shockwaves and involuntary jerks over me.
Ah.
He moans.
Shit.
Then just like that, he collapses on top of me. I'm spent, but that was so fucking good. I can't tell the last time I orgasmed like that. Feeling that out-of-body, uncontrollable experience. Neve eases off me and straightens. I turn around to see him tucking his sweet dick into his pants with one hand and holding the cum-filled condom in the other. I pull up my stockings and fix my clothes.
This never happened.
I got you.
I'm serious, Neve. If any word gets around that we've fucked, I will destroy you.
Yep.
I'm fucking serious.
Yes, Yolanda.
I hop into my car.
And please avoid me at work. It's better if we don't cross paths. This is a one-time thing. I don't know you, and you don't know me.
He nods.
Have I made myself clear? Or are you going to continue acting like a boy?
Boy?
He tenses his jaw.
Well, I'm talking to you, and you are acting like a child with nods and one-word answers.
I understood everything you said to me, yo. But there's no need to call me a boy. That's fucking disrespectful.
I start my car.
I said what I said.
No need to be a bitch.
And this is my cue. This is exactly why I fucking disengage. Because men like him always prove me right. They always find a way to disappoint. And despite breaking my rules to engage this boy, I must say that the dick was good. But that was all.
Goodbye, Neve.
Bye, Cruella.
And now, I'm back to square one.
Hey, Raiders. You have met the end of Twin Flame, The Condo, Part 2. So, did you notice a difference between Part 1 and Part 2 character voices? Well, that's because I changed them. Anyway, you can now listen to an updated version on Part 1, where the voices are synonymous to Part 2. Also, if you would like to help my podcast, you can head on over to Rumble and follow me there. Here you can get a visual concept of each episode and what the characters may look like. Following me on Rumble will help boost my page, so it will help a lot if you do. See the link in the description. Thanks. See ya. Bye.